Chuck Chad Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2017, day number one. Let me blow the dust off of this thing. It's been a while. It's been a while, and the Dog Days of Podcasting are back, and I am back. I am Chuck Tomasi, not coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I am on a business trip in San Diego, California. Just finished up day one of two of a business unit meeting for our platform summit, blah, 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 business stuff. We had a wonderful day of good information about our software. Forward-looking, backward-looking, I didn't have to present, which was good. I just got to absorb a lot of stuff, contributed where I could. And then this evening, we went out on a dinner cruise. About, 25, maybe 30 of us on the, the Emerald Hornblower was the name of the ship. I'd probably say this was a 55, 60-foot yacht. Very nice ship. Went around the San Diego Bay Area underneath the Coronado Bridge and saw the various military aircraft carriers and destroyers and submarines and sailing ships and the skyline. It was a beautiful sunset, beautiful trip, and now I'm back. I meant to get one of these shows out as a test show yesterday just to make sure everything was working fine. But with the traveling and the planning and finishing up what I had to before I got on the road, didn't happen. So this will be the inaugural episode. It's still the 1st of August. Happy August. Happy Dog Days, everybody. I look forward to hearing the podcast from the other podcasters, new and veterans. And just want to give you a quick catch-up on what's been going on in case we haven't talked on Facebook or any other social network in a while. And let's see if I can get this microphone to lock on. There we go. My thumb was getting sore holding that button. Using Boss Jock again this year. It's worked out well in the past and thought we'd go forward with it again this year. Hey, you know, you spend $10 on a phone app, you got to get the most out of it. Well, the big news is this year, in case you haven't been following along, T. Morris and I have been rewriting Podcasting for Dummies. We got the 3rd edition just about in the can. I think we've got to review the introduction and one of the early chapters one more time. The editor has been rather challenging to work with on this project, shall we say? And she's supposed to have been at this for about 25 years. Don't know what's going on there. I apologize for the audio quality. I am using the standard Apple earbuds with the built-in microphone. So I will be experimenting with some other equipment as we go forward in the upcoming days. But it is all at home and I am not at home. Back to the book. We are wrapping up the edits. We should have that on the shelves. Late September is what we're being told, which is good because in late October, we're going to have a podcast workshop in Phoenix, Arizona. If you are around, I would love to see you. October 28th, set your dates on the calendar. We have a venue. It is at our church, All Saints Lutheran Church on 7th Street in North Phoenix. And we're going to put the capacity at 120, and I really hope we can get all that. There will be a small charge for this, so we can offset some of the costs of rental equipment and whatnot. We're looking at about $20, plus or minus. We're looking at possibly doing a tiered thing. We will have prizes to raffle off. We will have books that will be autographable. We will have who knows what else. We're looking at doing two tracks, a couple of sessions in each track. One is on the hardware and equipment, so we'll talk about microphones and mixers and how to set that up and hook that up. This is targeted for beginner podcasters, but veterans are welcome to come along, give their opinions, voice of experience, that kind of thing. We will be having a panel of experienced podcasters to share with the other people who are coming along. So whether it is a commercial endeavor that your organization may be wanting to start in a podcast, or you just have an interest in starting this for yourself, we're looking to get that going as well. We'd love to have you there. It has been on the fore of my mind for the last couple of months, mainly to get the venue locked down. Now it's turning to the details of costs and website and setting that up and collecting money and how do we do this and name badges and boom! I am out of my comfort zone and a little apprehensive at this point now that we're under the 3-month deadline that we can actually get this online in time for people to plan their calendars and whatnot to get this all going. Because if you get too close, everybody will say, oh, my weekend is already booked up. Oh, I already have plans for that. And some people already do, and I acknowledge that. But if we want to get this going, we got to get it going soon. So T and I will be talking Thursday night to nail that down. We do have the website started. Podcastingfordummies.com is very rough right now. So if you go there, it's going to look like your basic WordPress template just got set up, because it just was. Craig and I did that on Sunday. Was it Saturday? Saturday, I think it was, this past Saturday. Thank you very much to Craig Stepp for the help on that. And now we need to do the design work and get some graphics up there. Whatever else. That will host the companion podcast. Last time we did that 9 years ago, Wiley, the publisher, was doing the hosting. I think it was at wiley.com/dummies or /podcast or something. But they were a little slow. They weren't really invested in it quite heavily. And even though T and I would turn out an episode, it would take sometimes 2 weeks for it to show up in the feed. It was just, they'd hand it off, and then you'd get it handed off, and oh, I lost it in the shuffle, that kind of thing. Well, now we can just do it ourselves. We got permission to do this. We'll be respectful of the brand and what we portray, because we want our work to show through and give the readers and listeners the value they expect and deserve. You don't have to buy the book to subscribe to the podcast, obviously, but we will make this available at podcastingfordummies.com and get that up and running. If anybody is thinking of or can possibly help or even throw me some ideas about how to organize something like this so I don't overlook something obvious, I would love it if you could reach out to me and send me an email, chuck.tomasi@gmail.com. T-O-M-A-S-I. I'd love to hear from you. I am going to keep this short. It is getting kind of late, and we have to regroup at 8:30 in the morning, and I got to get some breakfast and whatnot before that to... I've got to show somebody a demo. The other thing that's going on at work is doing some enablement content. This is something that I haven't done for quite some time. My previous role about 18 months ago was in professional services enablement. Now I'm on the pre-sale side. Basically, I'm making PowerPoints and putting together a little workshop for the end of the month so that the other people who don't know how to build custom applications on our platform can do so quite easily. They'll be more familiar with it, introduce them at a very entry-level concept, spend a day, show them this isn't as big and hairy, as scary as you might think. We just got a box of Legos and we're going to put something together so they can show the customer how easy it is to take this box of Legos and put it together, as opposed to selling a mostly assembled Lego building and they determine how many windows they want to put on it or where they want the door, if they want to move the door at all. So that's what I'm doing. That's coming up at the end of the month. We are also going to, this is going to be an interesting month, not only working towards that workshop, working towards DragonCon, of course, working with Clinton and Craig on planning out our DragonCon live show. We don't even know if we have a live show confirmed yet or not. Other highlights you can look for is our wonderful trip to Wyoming. We are going to Wyoming to see the eclipse on the 21st. Sorry, I can't be with a lot of people that'll be meeting up at the Jack Mangan podcast. We had these family plans in place well before, I think before Jack got married last year, and it turned into a double meetup in Wyoming. It's at my sister-in-law's house, right in the path of totality. It's incredible. And when we found that out, we said, hey, we should get together. So lots of my wife's side of the family is coming out from New York and Michigan and. Unfortunately, her father passed away, my father-in-law passed away last October, and we are going to make it a memorial service for him as well. So that's a double event there, the eclipse. We'll be bringing our 8-inch Celestron Schmidt-Cassegrain reflecting telescope with the solar filter, with the CCD camera, that we got with the LCD screen, so that others can enjoy it as well. I need to do some testing of this telescope. I have not officially put the solar filter on the telescope, pointed it at the sun, looked at it through the camera, and got that all squared away. I really need to do that because we are leaving on the 15th or 16th, I'll double check, of this month. So you will get that journey. We're going to drive up to Salt Lake City, pick up my daughters, and then continue on our way to Wyoming. So it's a 2-day drive there, 2-day drive back. blah, blah, blah. While I'm there, I'll also try to get an interview with Jill, what's her name, from SETI. There's going to be a lecture at the Lander High School, I believe it is, the day before the eclipse. I believe she's doing that on the Sunday, August 20th. So lots of stuff coming up this month. I'm looking forward to bringing it to you. Hopefully, you know, unlike previous years, the health will hold up. We won't have any emergencies. We won't have any surgeries. We just got done hosting some friends of ours who are moving from Wisconsin to Phoenix. It's been about 3 years since we really had some good times with them, and they just closed down their house yesterday. So very happy for our friends Scott and Ann Tyler. If you listen to Technorama, Scott's been on the show recently. Scott also runs, you may remember Scott as the game master in the bottom of the, the Westin last year at Dragon Con. We ran the most frigid game in hell. we were in hell playing an RPG, and it was about 42 degrees because all the air conditioning was blasting on us and nobody was warm. So I know that Amy Bowen will remember that. Kyle Nishioka will remember that. Clinton remembers that. Craig will remember that. It's certainly one of the Dragon Con memories for the ages. Scott will not be attending Dragon Con this year, unfortunately, because of the expenses involved with moving to Phoenix. So we're going to have to get ourselves a substitute Santa for the parade. And Gary Lindros, friend of the show, friend of the Parsecs, an all-around great guy, cosplayer, has volunteered to be our Santa this year. So Craig is putting the Santa outfit back together. I will do my best to listen to everybody else's podcast. I said I'd keep this short, and I'm already at 12 minutes of just blathering, telling you what's coming up. So that's what you can look forward to in this season. I am going to sign off, sign out, and go to bed, and then get up and do it again in the morning. I will be returning to Phoenix tomorrow night, so I don't know if I'll talk to you on the plane, in the airport, when I get home. Don't know, but I will get this done. I am going to be more committed than I was last year. I got a bunch of crap from some of you, whom shall remain nameless, in the Dog Days community for not participating as much as I should. That was the worst year I have done ever. I've been very religious since the beginning, except last year got away from me for a number of reasons. But no excuses this time. If I can pick up my phone and talk to you for 10, 15 minutes, I will do it, even if it's in the men's room. Hopefully it won't come to that. Talk to you later. Thank you very much. And until next time, you can find me at chuckchat.com. You can send me an email, chuckchat, chuck.tomasi@gmail.com. Take care. Bye.